What's up, guys? Thanks for checking out this episode. We are talking about bodybuilding versus functional fitness, which approach is better for overall health and wellness. So before I broach this topic with you, I wanted to give you my history and story with both bodybuilding and functional fitness. So I first started out as a personal trainer when I was 18, and I was actually unqualified at the time. And the gym I worked in was heavily into bodybuilding. So therefore, if you're put into an environment of a certain thing, you generally just become that certain thing. So I got heavily into bodybuilding at the time. So I started training with some guys, you know, put on 15 kilos pretty quickly of muscle, got super into the bodybuilding, the whole like bro split, like chest day, back day, leg day, shoulder day, like the whole thing, snorting Jack 3D, you know, taking every fucking supplement under the sun, just like went full hard at the bodybuilding thing. So in terms of like my experiences with bodybuilding, before you're sitting out there saying this guy doesn't know shit about bodybuilding, like I did it for like 5 years, hung around, went to all the comps, friends with all the people that run the comps, like, you know, like a full good 5 year send at bodybuilding. So like I'm well versed in it, and then I'm well versed in functional fitness as well, because that's what my gym is. But what happened with me is I got a little bit bored of bodybuilding, which I'm sure if you've ever done bodybuilding, you'll know that the boredom creeps in. It gets very real. There's only so many Mondays you can do chest day, and there's only so many Tuesdays you can do leg day, and there's only so many days you can do the same shit over and over before you get a little bit bored of it. So that's kind of where I started doing Olympic lifting in 2012. I learned that from Greg Half at ECU. He taught me Olympic lifting, and then I kind of took it on from there, and it became like a little bit of a passion for me. Then you sprinkle in like competitive sports. I played soccer my whole life, you know, so fitness and conditioning was a thing. So I always had that. And then I started doing conditioning pieces, Metcons, like that kind of stuff, until I moved to America and really learned like fundamentals of strength and conditioning at the University of Arizona, where I worked for a while. And that's kind of where like the Helix method came together. It was the bodybuilding, it was Olympic lifting, it was the conditioning, it was the Metcons, it was USA, and that's what my gym is built on. So I wanted to kind of set the scene on why you would choose either bodybuilding or functional fitness. So they're two distinct approaches, and both have different philosophies. Sorry if you can hear some banging here. We have our house made, essentially, banging pots together, but apologies for that. So someone that's interested in bodybuilding may prioritize muscle mass or improving their physique. So essentially, you want to look good naked. The kind of aims of this is sculpting muscles, improving their physique to like an aesthetically pleasing appearance. But the problem with improving your physique to an aesthetically pleasing appearance is you're never happy. Even today when I look in the mirror, I still think I'm small, and I'm 96 kilos. I'm definitely not small, but it's just something. It's like body dysmorphia hard. Bodybuilding involves performing like a variety of isolation exercises. Essentially, it's more isolation training than big compound training. Not that many bodybuilding programs emphasis big lift, squat, deadlift, bench press, military press. It's more single joint stuff, dumbbell stuff. On the other hand, like people that are interested in functional fitness may prioritize improving their overall health and wellness as their ability to perform daily activities with ease. That is what I would differentiate and say that functional fitness is. They may perform exercises, you know, that mimic real life movements. So this could be, like I said before, squats, deadlift, bench, lunge, you know, to build functional strength about improving their coordination and mobility. In short, like someone that may choose bodybuilding if they want to improve their physique and appearance, but it will get very boring. And someone that wants to improve functional fitness also wants to look good naked, but wants to improve their overall health as well and have proper physical function. You know, it's worth noting that both approaches can be combined to some degree, which I have done at my gym with the Helix method and the training program that we've run. So I want to talk about kind of problems of each, and like kind of what happened before functional fitness was invented recently. I'd probably say in the last 10 years. So people that perform bodybuilding or traditional strength training programs often did a lot of isolation type exercises, which, you know, worked on one particular muscle group. They definitely improve the size and strength of a muscle, but it wouldn't necessarily translate into improved physical strength or daily function. You can see that in a lot of people that practice bodybuilding hard, maybe, like, you know, considered weak at some exercises. Generally, there's a disconnect between that and, like, functional strength in day-to-day activities, which can lead to imbalances in strength, mobility, and obviously increase their risk of injury. I don't know if you've ever seen a clip, but it was like a bodybuilder's trying to sprint, and it was two fucking jacked, juiced up dudes, and they went for like a, you know, like a 30 meter sprint, and one of them tore his hamstring off the bone because they're just not used to that, like, functional, fast, rapid change of direction force that they're putting through the muscle. It's more slow and controlled. Another example is someone who focuses on biceps and bench presses. They may develop like huge arms, but they may struggle with like abilities, like just general abilities, like touching your shoulder and like having good shoulder range of motion, like groceries, climbing, that kind of stuff. The whole goal of functional fitness is to bridge the gap and provide exercises that are more closely mimicking real life movements and activities, therefore increase your health. I think incorporating functional movements into like a regular workout routine is probably a good thing as well. So, you know, the big idea that actually makes functional fitness work, as I've mentioned previously, is its ability to, you know, develop you functionally throughout a range of things. So run, sprint, jump, walk, lift, pull, push, lunge, rotate, brace. Like, it's just the whole gambit of, you know, movements that a person does, as well as like mobility, coordination, balance, like these types of things. It's something that you just do not get in a chest back bro split. It's just something that is just, you know, impossible to do, so to speak. So I think it's important that you incorporate exercises and elements of functional fitness into all forms of training. Like, bodybuilding per se in itself is very limited and one-dimensional. Really good for people if they're just getting into training, but it isn't like the be-all and end-all of it. I think what makes bodybuilding really accessible for all fitness levels is it's very simple. You can just pop on a machine, bang some chest presses. You can pop on a leg press, do some leg curls, you know, sorry, leg press, or you can do some leg curls, hamstring curls, that type of thing. But the other thing is, like, the accessibility of functional fitness, it's very simple to do. It's very low tech, and you don't really need too much equipment. A couple of barbells, a couple of dumbbells, and that's basically it. But, you know, you can say that bodybuilding can be done with the same thing, but a lot of, you know, good high-tech bodybuilding programs involve high-end equipment, which you can only get in certain types of gyms. The whole idea behind functional fitness is it closely mirrors real-world movements and activities, gets you stronger, healthier, and more functional body. So, some suggestions before taking on a functional fitness program is I'd probably start with a bodybuilding program just to get you on board and get you moving. Developing, you know, coordination, you know, your ability to recruit the right muscles, building up a base level of muscle mass is definitely a good thing. People get buried when they just jump into a functional fitness program because they just don't have that like base level of musculature, and they're the people that do really well as people that are like quite jacked naturally. But before you start functional fitness, you really want to think about like assessing your goals. Is you want to evaluate if you want to just look good naked, or you want to look good naked, improve your health and wellness, reduce your chance of injuries, or both at the same time. You want to look at a gym or a program that, you know, chooses exercise that mimic real world movements or situations that are going to come up in your day to day. You want something that is going to be periodized and structured, but also is going to give you variety. You want something that's going to focus on movement patterns. So like lunge, pull, push, hinge, squat, rotate, brace, you know, sprint, jump, those types of things. Does a program have that? Then does the program progress gradually, or are you doing the same thing every single week? Are you doing 4x10, 4x10, 4x10 on five exercises, doing the same thing over and over? Is there any progression in it? Then you want to look at your ability to work functional fitness into your daily life. Is it simple to do? Is it easy to do? Is it something that you can consistently do over and over again. So someone that transitions from bodybuilding to functional fitness, what would be next for them? So I think once you make that transition, you want to start thinking about, you know, five key areas here. It's like, you know, you've taken away the stimulus of improving your physique generally to an extent. So we need to make sure our nutrition is tight. Like, are we eating the correct amounts of protein? Is our carbohydrate intake correct? Are we having enough calories to meet our goals and produce our goals from a body composition point of view? Next up, we can start to think about doing add-ons like mindfulness, meditation, and yoga. All three can be done simultaneously, but I would probably recommend starting with one of them. I'd probably start with yoga because that does include some mindfulness and meditation. The fourth thing here is we're going to talk about endurance training. It's pretty common in functional fitness where someone would bolt on a running program with this. How I would structure that running program would be to do it on your lower body sessions on the same day. So if you did lower body on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I would run on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days on that. Whatever the hardest session is, I'll run on that day. The problem is if you do it every other day, so you do legs on Monday, run Tuesday, legs on Wednesday, you just never get the rest that you need. And in terms of like creating overall health, which is the topic of this podcast, running is definitely a good thing to do. If your program or your gym doesn't have running in it, I would definitely think about incorporating that. But then on the other hand, it can be overdone as well. And then the last thing, you know, after the transition from bodybuilding to functional fitness, what's next would be like rehab and prehab work. So if you're getting niggles, injuries still after, let's say, 6 months of functional fitness, you'd need to look into how we can improve those areas going forward. Lastly, things to consider, well, not lastly, but things to consider before choosing between functional fitness and bodybuilding is to assess the goals. Like, what do you want? Like, is it just to look good naked, or do you want to look good naked in health? You need to learn about the philosophies of each approach. So which philosophy suits you better? Bodybuilding would be, you know, going to the gym 4 to 6 days a week on your own, headphones in, not looking at anyone, not talking to anyone, and doing the same old exercises over and over. Functional fitness is, you know, like good functional fitness is 3 week training blocks changed every 4 weeks or every four times for 12 weeks. You know, training with a team, training with a crew, vibes, like all those types of things. So they're very different things. Next, you need to consider your lifestyle and activities. Can you show up and do functional fitness, you know, with a bunch of other people, or are you more someone that needs to be training in a group? Last one is like, focus on safety. Bodybuilding is probably a little bit more safe than functional fitness just because like there's not too much dynamic movement involved. Functional fitness has a higher degree of injury risk, but I guess that's up to you. In conclusion, like, think about which one is going to be best for you. You know, obviously I'm biased, but I think that for overall health and wellness, I think functional fitness is a way to go because it does incorporate some aspects of bodybuilding, and then you're getting the conditioning as well. I know a lot of people that just do bodybuilding and they're pretty like sloppy, out of shape and lazy. I know a lot of people that do bodybuilding and they're in shape and, you know, all over it, but it just depends. Like, are you a lazy type of person that needs to be pushed with your conditioning work as well? You know, that's completely up to you. A lot of like competitive bodybuilders really look good for like a week and a year, which is also a problem. A lot of people that do functional fitness look good year round. So it just depends what you prioritize. Thanks for listening.